And welcome to everyone here and everyone away on Zoom as we join together for this special worship service today. One morning a few weeks ago when I was at the church alone, I debated with myself when the phone rang if I should answer it. I did answer it. Joel was calling, and I think both of us were surprised by the conversation that followed. He introduced himself and explained that if we would like, that he had one Sunday free to provide a service here at Harbor. He said he would be able to provide all the music as well as the message. The calendar showed me and Al on that particular day, this day, today, we had no pastor available. So you just never know when you answer the phone what God's plan might be. The instruments we use in these modern times may look, sound, and be quite differently as they are played than in ancient history. But of course, if used in the right attitude and with the right approach, God has been and is pleased by all. The picture in our bulletin today depicts an angel with a trumpet. We are grateful today for this visit to us by June, a wife and team member, and a human with a trumpet. Thank you both for being with us today, sharing your music and your message with Harbor, and leaving us with a memory of what I believe will be a very special time of worship. I have learned as I went through the back of the church to get coffee that there is a special event today. Happy birthday to Bob. Thank you for whoever's bringing the cake to share afterwards as well. So many happy returns to Bob. Pastor Townsend has asked me to continue to help facilitate worship plans at least through May. So be forewarned, I will continue to call on some of you to help during services. It has been very nice to have others involved in our worship services. So thank you to those who have helped, and thank you to those who will be able to take part as we move forward. Terry has an announcement she would like to make.
Thank you, everybody. As you know, Friday is fast approaching, and Pastor Chris will be here. Him and Sarah, they plan on being here around 1 o'clock on Friday. We need some help, like three or four people. He didn't think it would take very long, maybe an hour at the most, to help him move in, because they're not bringing a whole lot of stuff. Some of the things I think that we need to help welcome them, just to get them into their place, is maybe if we can provide some food for them. Now, she is non-dairy, so that makes it a little more challenging. But I was thinking, you know, some drinks, some cookies, some bars, or maybe even some gift cards so that they could go get their own groceries after we get them moved in. And they will be going to some thrift stores in the area to get their furniture. They really like doing that. But if they need something extra, I don't think he should be afraid to ask us for that. So I hope to see some people on Friday. I will be there helping whatever they need. So that's my little spiel. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. And one last thing. Near the end of our service today, we will have the opportunity to share in a free will offering to help extend June and Joel's ministry. So if you would like to use a check, please make that out to Sound of the Trumpet, and the ushers will help with this at that time. So please join me in a brief prayer. Father, we ask your blessing on June and Joel this morning in this worship service, and we thank you for directing Joel to call Harbor. Now we listen and learn and bring our praise to you. In your holy name we pray, Father. Amen.
Thank you. pleasure to be here to worship with you. Want to mention, we were here 2 years ago, but it was at Stone's Cry, and June was playing drums over there, and then our son Josiah playing bass and singing, and our daughter Joy playing the keyboard and singing, and some guitar too. And I played a little trumpet, but it'll be a lot more trumpet today. So our children, our daughter Joy, she is currently in Plymouth, Minnesota. She's graduating with her associates in Bible and ministry this following weekend, and we're excited for that. And she'll be working there through the summer, and then moving on to Nashville to Tribeca Nazarene University, where she'll pursue a music degree in business. And our son Josiah, this winter, he decided to set his roots in Sioux Falls and really get plugged into our home church there, and find employment and get settled into an apartment. And he's pursuing music yet, but just in a little bit different capacity. So big changes for our family. This is a ministry that started in 1999, The Sound of the Trumpet, and truly we have come full circle. And it's this is our first Sunday as Sound of the Trumpet again, so bear with us as we go through a few technical glitches. We apologize. From Psalm 47, clap your hands, all peoples, shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord the Most High is to be feared, the great King over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a song. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the prophets gather together as people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is exalted. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We just pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you'd simply work in each of our hearts here today. And may we be drawn to you, to worship you, to acknowledge you, and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Lyrics will be on the screen for all the songs, and just feel free to join in singing that. Thank you. from Philippians chapter 3, and beginning with verse 7. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything else as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. Indeed, there's nothing better, there's nothing more critical, there's nothing more that is so desperate that we need than knowing Christ. Feel free to join in singing. If you have your Bible, or if you have access to one, I'd like to invite you to turn to Colossians chapter 2 and beginning with verse 5. Colossians 2, beginning with verse 5. And for those who are able, would you please stand for reading of God's word this morning, Colossians 2, beginning with verse 5. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you've taught, abounding in thanksgiving. And also over in Ephesians chapter 3, Ephesians chapter 3, beginning with verse 14. Ephesians 3:14. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with power through the Holy, through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, we do thank you for your word, and we pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would simply accomplish all that you choose to in each of our hearts here today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So it was in 2003 that as the ministry was gaining some traction, we had actually resolved to live in a motorhome full-time as we traveled throughout the country, sharing this ministry in various places. And that first motorhome, we literally lived in for 21 years. The kids grew up in it, and that's the only home they knew. Up until a couple years ago, God opened doors for a different motorhome in 07. That's been very good, that Lord willing will continue to serve us very well for many years to come. One of the things I enjoy doing as we travel is actually doing the maintenance and some of the repairs on the motorhome. And last summer, I knew we had a grounding issue to the generator, which is in the front. And so one day I decided to not just clean those grounds, but any others throughout the frame and work my way back to the engine. And when I got back to the main engine, the ground to the starter, I thought, well, I might as well clean that up too, just to make sure we're good. Well, I got a wrench on it and I pulled fairly hard and it just wasn't moving. And so I went and got a socket with a ratchet and a pipe. A little more leverage, more power, better. Well, it did start to turn, but after a bit, it just didn't feel quite right. And with the socket on there, I couldn't really see what was happening, but I had a suspicion, and yes, lo and behold, the stud in the starter had begun to turn. And that is not a good thing. I managed to get the nut off and clean things up and back together, and I was hoping internally it was okay. So that Friday, we were to leave for North Dakota. We have a lot in Centerville, South Dakota, where we park when we're in the Midwest. And when we went to start it, turned the key and there's nothing. So I was pretty sure it had to do with the grounding in the starter, so I slid back under there and I took and I turned that stud a little bit, hopped back in the seat, and lo and behold, the engine turned over and started. I thought, yes, we're in business. We got as far as a truck stop in central South Dakota for the night. In the morning, Saturday morning, we're planning to start up and fuel up and make our way up to Harvey, North Dakota. But when I went to start the motorhome again, there was nothing when I turned that key. So I thought, I'll just slide back under there, turn it a bit, and we should be good to go. Not a chance. Something more serious had taken place inside. So this is Saturday morning, Central South Dakota. There's not going to be a truck parts store near there that would be open, let alone have a part for a starter that's from 2007. I took the end of that starter off, and I could see immediately what had happened. It's like a half circle, C-shape, a quarter-inch rod, really, that was connecting the two grounding brushes to a stud that was raised in the middle that went out the back of the starter to where the grounding wire was attached. And I turned it so hard that it actually separated both sides of that. And this whole time I was thinking, you know, how even in our Christian life, sometimes there might be the temptation to twist things a little bit. And maybe sometimes that grounding that we have in Christ can be just weakened a little bit. I love this banner over here, anchored in the Word. That's what we need to be, is anchored in the Word. About 6 hours later, and it was the middle of the summer, so it was getting quite hot too that day, and my wife and her two children were not happy. We didn't have enough fuel from the generator, so there's no air in the motorhome. 6 hours later, finally got things patched together somewhat with a screw. I drilled holes through things and got it to make a connection just enough to get it started. And yes, we left it running till we reached our destination. Following week, I had the opportunity to take it apart again and bring the pieces to a farmer's shop where I could borrow a acetylene torch and actually flatten some copper wire to put on the back side and the front side to reinforce it and braze all of it together. And I think it actually might be stronger than when it came from the factory. It doesn't look very pretty, but it's doing the job. And as I was putting that together, I was thinking how much heat it really takes to make that metal flow and to bond. It's a lot of heat. And sometimes in our Christian life, I think God allows heat in our lives to bring us to Him, to draw us to Him. As a metal is heated, you can just watch how the brazing, it just draws that. Sometimes I think we can be thankful for the hard times in our life or some of the fires that we might go through. And we can be confident that He is with us through those times too. In this verse, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Now, grounded in love, what does that really mean? God is love. That's to be grounded in God, to be grounded in Christ, to be anchored in the Word. I pray that for each one of us when we might experience Satan coming and say to God, say. And we can say with confidence, yes, God said, and we can point to it in the Scripture. Now we can know without a doubt in our hearts that what God has said is true, what He has promised is true. We've witnessed so much of prophecy that's been fulfilled, and we know that He will fulfill what is yet to be. We can take Him at His word. On the cross, when Jesus said, "It is finished," we can know that. There's nothing more we can do. His grace is sufficient to be anchored in Christ, anchored in the Word. This is a hymn that goes back a few years, one that has been close to my heart, and just reminding us of that rock that we have. Feel free to join in singing. things that we enjoy doing as we travel is taking a lot of video and some pictures that we incorporate into these services. In fact, all that you see this morning is what we have taken, and over and again impressed by the beauty of God's creation and how creation reflects its creator. The scene for this next song is actually of Mount Rushmore. God did not directly carve those faces, but still with them, we can recognize what God provides for us even to create. And the song's called America, the Beautiful, and I do believe that we just need to continue lifting our country up in prayer. And there's just so many things that we can continue to bring to the Lord. But I just pray that this song might resonate with each one of us. And for those who are able, would you please stand and join in singing? Just a couple of songs that we'd like to share with you yet. And just like to mention all those songs that you hear today, we do actually have recorded on CDs that are available in the Narthex today. And also a couple of them are up on streaming platforms from the Trumpet of Praise CD. I think most any streaming platform. And then we do have two websites, actually, joelfinnesgard.com, which is really the current one now to be following if you're interested. And then stonescry.net still has information as well about us as a family and the ministry that we've had. I do thank you so much for allowing us to be here today. We appreciate that. And this next song is called "The Mighty Fortress is Our God." And truly, there is no other fortress that we can know. The scenes for this next song are from Haystack Rock out in Cannon Beach in Oregon. So it's probably best to sit down as the waves are. Some might get, well, this is Harbor of Joy, right? So we're used to waves here, I guess. Anyway, please feel free to join in singing.
Him play just one more song while we accept this free will offering.
Thank you.
And I would ask you to join with me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not have the Apostles' Creed on the screens today, but I would ask you to stand and join with me in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And our benediction today is from 2 Corinthians 13:14. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thank you, Joel and June.